The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Welcome back to Q Who. I'm your host, John Russell, and this is our classic Doctor Who podcast here at DRE. And it's been a little while since I recorded one of these. In fact, this is probably the first podcast I've recorded for 2022. So welcome to 2022. Meant to do this a good deal sooner, but I haven't been able to do so for various reasons, which I won't go into here. We'll cover a lot of those things in the next DBB, which will come sometime after this, which will be the season premiere of that show. So that's a different podcast entirely. But today I wanted to talk about a few things with classic Doctor Who, a few interesting things, some things that are going on, and I wanted to also review the Season 17 Blu-ray box set that just recently came out in the UK. I actually managed to pick up the Region B or UK version of that. And I actually got the limited edition box set, and that's the first one that I've actually ever bought. So it's quite an interesting package. So I will delve into that and then a couple other things that are going on in fandom circles, things that are being talked about. But yeah, first of all, I will give a quick review of the Season 17 Blu-ray box set, limited edition. Again, this is the first one I bought of the actual UK limited edition set. One of the nice things about it, of course, is it actually says Season 17. And over here in the US, when they release them over here, which is usually about 3-4 months off from when the UK version is released, we get a very standardized version in a very compact plastic box, which has, you know, no real extras. I don't even know if they come with a booklet. And you get a really nice booklet with the limited edition box sets. And, of course, you get it. It's a nice, big, firm box that you get, a collectible box that the UK fans get. One thing I noticed about this, and I had heard this through the grapevine, that they've started releasing these as Region Zero, having no region encoding on them, so that they could actually be played pretty much anywhere in the world. But I can now confirm that's absolutely true with the Season 17 set. I don't know what other releases have no region coding, but this one certainly is a Region Zero. I've been able to play it in multiple machines now, so I put it in initially into my region free Blu-ray player, but I decided to try it out in my PlayStation 4, and that it worked fine in that as well. So, and that's a Region A or Region 1 player. So, obviously being in the U.S. So it played in that. So, it's clearly there's no region encoding on the Season 17 box set. So you can pick that up and play it anywhere in the world, apparently, in any region machine that you happen to have, which is nice and convenient for those who don't have a region-free player. So, that's pretty cool. The set itself, you know, they've done all the usual remastering of the episodes again and upgrading them to HD and so forth. So it all looks as good as it's going to look, considering, you know, it's a 45-year-old season of television. Given all that, and does it look better than the DVD releases that they did individually over the years? A little bit, yeah, a little bit better. There's some nice things in it. There's some nice special features that you didn't get in the DVD sets. So with the upgrade and the extra features, I think it's definitely worth grabbing this, even if you've already bought the DVDs before. And if you haven't managed to grab the entire season 17 DVDs, which goes from Destiny of the Daleks to Shada, of course, it's worth picking up to get them all in one collection. I only paid about $55 total, shipping and all, for this box set. It will be coming out here in America, I think, around April or May. I'm don't quote me on that. I'm not 100% certain, but I think that's when it's slated, somewhere in that area, late April, early May, something like that, I think is when it's slated. I think it's late April, as a matter of fact, April 25th, something like that. I don't have that in front of me. I should have made notes, but I didn't. But yeah, you can pre-order that now at Amazon.com or, you know, wherever you usually get them. If you want the American version, if you want the UK version, you can also go to Amazon and get it from their global store. And you can get this big box set that I picked up. And to me, it's pretty much worth it. It's the only thing about that is, since it's the first one I've ever bought, the rest of my collection has been the American version. So it's kind of going to be the odd man out, but I don't mind that so much. Maybe later on I will grab the American version once it's been released for a while and the price comes down, because they always do. The price always does come down after several months or a year. They usually get really affordable. So I expect that to happen. Usually you can pick them up after about 8, 10, 12 months down the line for under $30. So once it gets marked down, I might get the American version just so that I can slip it in and it matches. But I do kind of like this special edition packaging. It's a bit big and lumbersome, but it's not as big as I feared it was, because I've seen people review them before and have them on their shelves and it just looked humongous on screen. But it's not as bad as I thought it was, but it still wouldn't match the rest of my collection. If I had them all that way, that would be great. But they do take up a bit more shelf space, so keep that in mind as well. So that's kind of the convenience of the American version, because we do get the compact plastic boxes, which is neither here nor there, I guess. But a lot of people complain about the fact that, you know, of course it doesn't say the specific season number like this one, season 17. The American version will say Tom Baker, complete Tom Baker's sixth season or something like that, season six, rather than season 17. It's because they're just going by that, you know, Tom Baker, the particular actor, rather than the entire series. Of course, Classic Who has 26 seasons, so they, you know, I don't know what the marketing idea is on that. I guess they think we'll be confused by seeing season 1 through 26 when there's a new series. I guess that's the thing, is they're trying to make it a little plainer for new series fans, and just you know, numbering them by doctor. But to me, that's more confusing than ever. So I don't agree with that. And Yeah, it just doesn't make a lot of sense, and especially when in all the new special features they refer to the season as the season, season 17 or whatever. So it just doesn't make much sense overall. The box set is nice. It's really nice to have that limited edition packaging. It's a nice big firm box, as I said. The only complaint I would have, apart from just the size of it, would be that the tray or book or whatever you want to call it that they put the actual discs in, it's actually loose. It's just loosely sitting inside the box. It's not attached to the box or anything. So I kind of don't like that. I wish it was attached so that everything is nice and firm and secure. So it kind of moves around a bit. Otherwise it's okay. The cradle, whatever you want to call that, that they put the discs in. It's actually fairly firm and together, but I just don't like the fact that it just lays in there. I really do wish it was attached. But, that's neither here nor there. That's a nitpick. There's a nice booklet with it, which has a lot of information. We don't get that with the American releases, so that's kind of the shame of it, too, is if we at least got that booklet, I'd feel a lot better about the American releases. I wish we had the booklet, and I wish they'd put the actual season numbers on them instead of saying Tom Baker season 6 and that sort of thing. That's annoyed me from the beginning. It's not a deal breaker. Obviously I've bought them up to now, all the American versions, but, it still niggles at me as it would any fan. I don't think they get the idea that, things like that are really nitpicky for the fans, but obviously they don't care. They're just selling box sets. But it's still worth it either way. If you get the American version, I don't think you're going to be unhappy with it. This is a good set. A great bonus to this set is you get all the versions of Shada. When they recently, or a year or two ago, whenever it was, a couple years ago, when they released the animated version of Shada, where they mixed live action with animation, they released it as like an omnibus version, a movie of Shada. So it was 2.5 hours of just the story. This now has it broken down into the 6 episodes that it should, as it should be. Which I'm so pleased about, because that's what I wanted originally. It's really hard to get through. I mean, it's a great story. Shada is a really good story. It's really well written. It's Douglas Adams. It's a fun romp, of course, but it is kind of hard to sit through 2.5 hours nonstop. So it's nice to be able to take a break between, episodes. So we finally have an episodic version of that, which is the definitive edition, as they're calling it. So that's there. The old VHS version is there. Every version is there. The only difference between this and the DVDs, which is another little nitpicky niggly thing for me, is that on the first release that they had on DVD, it might be both versions of the DVD, I'm not sure, but they actually included the Big Finish 8th Doctor version that they did, the webcast of Shada was included, and it is sadly missing from this set, and I don't understand that, so which means I have to keep one of my DVD sets that has that on it. So it's kind of a shame that it's not all there, but every other version of it is here. So that's really nice. Another nice thing in this set, another bonus, is new effects on The Nightmare of Eden, which is pretty cool. I think it's an underrated story. It's a fun story. It's always been one of my favorites from this season. So right up there with City of Death, and obviously it doesn't quite touch City of Death, which is one of the great classic Doctor Who stories. But I've always had a very soft spot for Nightmare of Eden, and it's nice that we now have some updated special effects on that, which is an option. There are some nice extra features on this. Of course, they have the behind the sofa feature, which is always kind of interesting to see actors from different eras commenting on these episodes and watching them. Colin Baker's on here with Matthew Waterhouse, and others are on here as well. Nicola Bryant, I think, with Katie Manning. So it's interesting to watch them watching the shows. And it's got some of the behind-the-scenes people as well. So, that's fun. Sometimes the guests on these behind-the-sofas aren't great, but I like the lineup that they chose for this season's behind-the-sofa features. So, yeah, some nice features here. I rather enjoyed the box set. I think it's well worth the money. So, if you were considering getting it, either the UK version or waiting until the American version hits, it's definitely worth the money. You should pick it up. And right now Amazon has it for pre-order for about $65, $70, something like that. $64.99, something like that. It will come down. So, kind of keep an eye out for that. It will definitely come down, but it will be worth your while. And I picked up the UK version, like I said, for about $55 total. That's shipping and all. So that's actually a bargain for that set. And of course, probably in a year's time, the set will be going for hundreds of dollars, as all these limited editions tend to seem to do. You can't possibly pick up any of the older ones because they're going for a fortune online, because they are limited editions. They don't print very many of these. They are re-releasing these later in standardized versions, sort of like what we get over here. It's very similar, at least in the UK, for a cheaper amount. So either way, it's worth getting it. And season 17 is, it's a fun season. It's not Tom Baker's best by any means, but it is a fun season, and it's nice to have it on Blu-ray. So I give it a definite thumbs up. I don't remember what my scale was. I think I came up with a scale in the last episode of Q Who, but now I've forgotten what that rating scale was. So I'm going to basically give it a 4 out of 5 stars, I think. It's a really solid release. So, yeah, go out and grab it in whatever version you would prefer. If you can get the UK limited edition box set, I would highly recommend it. It's a nice set. There you go. Yeah, some interesting things to talk about. In recent months, it has been made known that the financial backing of BBC America was dropped for the Doctor Who animations, where they were animating the missing episodes, and the Abominable Snowman is apparently going to be the last one that will be co-funded by BBC America and the BBC, or BBC Worldwide, whatever you want to call it. So that will be the last release in that deal. And lots been said about that, and there's been a lot of fear going around fandom, thinking, oh, this is the end of the animations and so forth. I don't think it is. Just because BBC America have dropped out on it, and that's the end of their deal, they decided not to renew the contract to continue on with these. I don't think that's doom and gloom, the end of the animations by any means. I think it will continue. It might be a little different. It may go back to kind of the old way that the BBC did it before, if they get, some other animation team to work on it, because if you remember the way it started, they would just animate what was missing. BBC America wanted them to animate entire stories, even if there were one or two episodes that actually still existed. So we may go back to only animating what's missing. Like, for instance, when it comes to The Wheel in Space, there are two episodes that exist, so they may not animate the two existing episodes and just animate the four that are missing. I'm fine with that. They may not do them in color either, which is a shame, but I'm fine with that too if they want to go back to just doing the standard black and white animations of just what's missing. We can deal with it. You know, when it comes to that, the Space Pirates episode 2 exists, so they may not animate episode 2 so that you have a complete animation of all six episodes. Again, I'm fine with that. Celestial Toymaker episode 4 exists, so therefore they'd only animate the first three. With the Crusade, you know, we've got episodes 1 and 3 exist. They would just animate episodes 2 and 4, and so on and so forth. I'm fine with that. It doesn't bother me to go from live action to animation. It's not too jarring for me. For some fans, it is, but it's not too jarring for me. I will be fine with that. I'd just be happy to have whatever's missing animated. I would like to see all the missing episodes animated and released to DVD and Blu-ray for us to purchase and add to our collections. So that's my hope. Somebody said that BritBox might be willing to co-fund it, and they would just stream them on there initially, at least, so that we might not have an immediate DVD and Blu-ray release. We would have to see them on BritBox first. That would be okay, I'm sure, as long as they do get around to releasing them on Blu-ray or whatever. You know, they're doing the Blu-ray box sets per season, so when they do get to the 60s, if they do end up animating all the missing episodes, yeah, hopefully the box sets will contain those animations if BritBox is the home for those for the future. We'll see. I don't know. I don't think the BBC absolutely has to have a co-funder to finish animating the rest of the missing episodes. I think they could probably do it. They might come a little slower, but you know, they didn't have co-funding before the BBC America deal, and slowly we were getting them. We just got them a little more quickly once we had that financial backing going, which was great. So we got a little bit spoiled for a couple of years. So, you know, if they end up just doing one a year, as painful as that will be, it will be nice just to get them done. So hopefully, you know, there won't be any major interruptions and we'll continue. So I don't see doom and gloom here. I think it's going to happen. I think it'll be all right. And lastly, I've actually been seeing a few rumblings online about this story going around that some episodes of Doctor Who have been located in the Middle East somewhere, in an undisclosed country. A lot of people are thinking possibly Iran. I'm not sure what the country is, if it's actually true. This is not so much a rumor as just a story that's going around, so you can call it whatever you like. Obviously, we have to take it all with a grain of salt. The story basically is, for those who don't know, is that there is a television network or or company or whatever in one of these Middle Eastern companies that actually have copies of 17 complete Doctor Who stories from the first five seasons of Doctor Who, which is Hartnell and Troughton. We don't know what these stories might be. And it hasn't been confirmed one way or the other if any of the stories are missing stories from the archive or what. We just don't know. If this story is true at all, we don't know what these people have or what they don't have. But it's an interesting story that I've been trying to follow, and something that apparently is being investigated, and to see if it's at all true, and if there are any missing episodes in that lot. But apparently, money has been offered, according to the story. Take this all with a grain of salt, as I said. But money's been offered, and money is not what they want. The way that the article that I read put it, the country in question sort of holding those episodes for ransom, because not for money purposes, but for political advantages, whatever that means. It's kind of odd that poor old Doctor Who from the 60s being held ransom by some Middle Eastern television network for political reasons. It's an odd story, and it's an odd thought to think that Doctor Who would be held for political advantage. It's an interesting story. Some people are giving it, taking it serious. Some people are taking it seriously and some people aren't. I don't know what the facts are. I'm just reporting what I've heard. And it's quite interesting. It's certainly interesting to speculate on. It's certainly interesting to think that there might be some missing episodes in this situation and that we might possibly get them back at some point. So negotiations apparently are going on if you believe the story. It could be all a lot of rubbish. You know, it may not be true at all. I don't know. I'm not saying that it is. It's going on. So it's kind of a funny thought that Doctor Who might be held for ransom, that the classic episodes, maybe some lost episodes, could be held for political advantage in some Middle Eastern country. I don't know if it's, again, I don't know if it's true or not. I'm not giving it a lot of credence at this point, but it is interesting to speculate on. And it would be interesting if, they did hold a few lost stories in there. There's a possibility Marco Polo could be in there or something, which for me is the great Holy Grail. I would love, it's my favorite Doctor Who story. I would love to see that, so it would be great if that's in there, or, any number of stories from the first five seasons that are missing would be great to see turn up. The Savages, for instance, that'd be another great one, but, there's so many great ones that could possibly be in there. Now, there are a few that probably wouldn't be in there if it's, if it's at all true. It's very doubtful that the Daleks Master Plan would be in there, because that wasn't sold abroad. That didn't even air anywhere but in the UK. So very doubtful that would be in there at all. The Crusade wasn't sold to the Middle East, as I understand it, because of the subject matter. So that's probably not in there. Power of the Daleks and the Evil of the Daleks weren't widely sold, so not real likely either one of those stories would be in there. But otherwise, the possibilities are endless. There's so many other stories that there could be. Of course, they said only the first five seasons, so it's not like the Invasion or the Space Pirates would be in there. So take those off the board as well. So, but we, that opens up the door for a number of stories that could possibly be in this package if it's for real. So 17 complete stories is what they said that these people supposedly have. So I don't know, again, we don't know what they are, if they exist, if it's true. It could just be stuff that we already have anyway. But until these people talk about it, and they're supposed to do so in a number of weeks, they're supposed to have some kind of meeting. I'm not going to name names. You can look this story up and get all that stuff if you want. But I'm not giving it any more credence than that it's just, it's just a story or a rumor going around. Which, of course, we know how this goes, and we just have to take it all with a grain of salt. But it would be interesting if it ended up being true and that we did get back a number of missing episodes. So I guess the possibility is there, and it's a lot of fun to speculate about that. So it would be cool if, you know, we got back the likes of Marco Polo and maybe the Mythmakers or the Savages or the Massacre, you know, something along those lines. It would be great to get some of these stories back if any of this is true at all, and they do actually hold copies of missing stories. So I don't know. It's a wait and see kind of thing, and it'll probably be a while before we hear anything, if we hear anything at all. But if I hear anything, I will certainly update you guys here on Q Who. So I'll keep you abreast of the story as it develops, if it develops, and we'll see what happens. But it's just an interesting thing that I thought I would bring up before I closed out here today. But thanks for tuning in to Q Who. I'll do one again soon when I have something else to review or talk about concerning classic Doctor Who and the TV movie. That's, you know, anything from the first eight Doctors. If it's worth talking about, I'll talk about it here. In the meantime, guys, thank you so much for listening. I appreciate it. I'll be back again soon with much, much more. And you'll be hearing from me in DBB sometime soon in the season premiere of that show. Until then, you know the drill. Please stay tuned.
You have been listening to a fan production for Dream Realm Enterprises. This is a not-for-profit program.